we're looking at expanding, opening a brand new operation. We've got a foreign partnership looking at it with us. We already have our coal permits in place, so I can open up today. And I'm waiting on, I need a little more move in the market, a little more demand in the market. And I'm kind of like, well, wait a minute. We figured those credits into our whole economics. So maybe I don't need to move this fast. Maybe I need to take my assets and, cash them in and go to the Bahamas.
So, Bob, let me ask you this.
And that's where I think the state, that they're not realizing the longer term effect of this. Total elimination would have taken half the. I would say we would have lost 500,000 tons of production immediately, and put 200 miners. Plus the other 100 that service, you would have had 300 people on the welfare roll before the end of 2016.
So
that doesn't help the state.
Yeah. Bob, the total revenue or the total tax credit was $3.8 million a year, and they cut
25%.
That's all.
That's all. And so now reduce that by 25%. And that's what's available for the year 16 and 17 and maybe even 18. I'm not real clear on how long this thing goes out.
Well, it doesn't sound like the governor's office reached out to talk with you or any other coal industry people about the impact of this.
We met with her secretary of treasurer, I guess. We met with him. And it was just the typical pat on the back meeting. But at that point in time, it was total elimination. It was eliminate them.
Yeah. Well, this all comes on top of the fact that, the federal government, the Obama administration's war on coal is really putting you up against a rock and a hard place.
Exactly, and that's what Jolly was saying. Senator Jolly said, hey, man, I can't help it if y'all are having a hard time, so why throw good money after bad? Y'all going out of business. Well, Senator, we're not going out of business. If you want to make steel in the United States of America, guess what you use? You use carbon. And where do you get the carbon? You get it from coal. And Oklahoma is one of the state that has what we call metallurgical grade coal, and that's the mine we're looking at opening up, is another mine to put in the metallurgical market.
And where's that?
For making steel.
Mm-hmm. Where's that,
and
Bob?
You're always going to burn it. You're always going to burn coal. They can say what they want. You're always going to use coal.
Yeah. Where's the mine you're looking at opening up?
Haskell County.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
In Haskell County, there's another mine that permitted in LaFleur County, working with the same group, company out of India for the steel industry. India is one of the largest owners of steel plants throughout the world.